From her seaside home painted in deep shades of blue and orange that reflect Cape Verde's year-round sun and coastal waters, 54-year-old singer Tete Alino can see fishermen hook their catches. She says these rhythms of sea and wind inspire her music, especially the songs islanders call Morna, which is sad-sounding music that often describes how immigrants miss home.
A verda carangola Lisboa que é solução para nós problema. Que tem traboi, mas tem mundronk. Que tem vapor, mas tem bar de guerra. Que a verdinha vai, mundronk também. This is one song that used to tell that Dakar, Lisbon, Holland, Angola was not the solution of our problem. Cape Verde all the time wants to live and go abroad because Cape Verdeans were farmers. They were men of the fields. And with all the problems with rain, the dry situation, they have no work on the fields.
Severe drought has led to massive waves of immigration that have sent hundreds of thousands overseas to look for work. That helps explain why today there are more Cape Verdeans living overseas than on the island.
Dia que chuva bem is a very special song with very special words. I have written these words about the rain because the rain is very important for Cape Verde. The lyrics express exactly the relationship between Cape Verde and the land and the rain.
Much of the country's 9 inhabited islands is still barren volcanic rock. There are few natural resources, which is why the singer says creativity comes naturally.
Uma criança é capaz de fabricar brinquedo, porque nós não temos nem os brinquedos feitos nas
Speaking
partes,
in her native Portuguese, Alina says because Cape Verde is poor, people learn to create what nature did not provide. She says one reason there are so many musicians in Cape Verde is because the children who learn to make their own toys grow into adults who continue to create their own entertainment. But she says most people outside of Cape Verde have probably not heard of most Cape Verdean singers because it is expensive to promote music outside of Cape Verde. She says it is even difficult to promote music in Cape Verde because people do not want to pay for it.
When they have to pay for a CD or to pay for a concert. Oh, it's so expensive. In Cape Verde, this is not a market that justifies. What do we do? People begin to evaluate a little more our culture and to give a little more importance. But it's a long process. It will take a lot of time.
Alino says the gradual change is partly a result of islanders seeing how much people overseas like their music. She says Cape Verdean singers need to perform in other countries to make a living in their own. But like so many others who have left the island, she says musicians never forget their island roots.
Cape Verde has always this dream to go to look for a better way of life, but to come back in the end.
Phuong Tran for VOA News, Praia, Cape Verde.